今天证道的经文是约翰福音二十章一到四节九到十八节。七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓。因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活，于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人，你为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为他是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼，就是夫子的意思。耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你要往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的这些话告诉他们。这是神的话语。
We're delighted to have Pastor Matt with us today. And I believe that Pastor Matt actually came to Trinity 12 years ago.
我们今天很荣幸能够请到 Matt 牧师来我们讲道。其实他十二年前来过我们教会。
For those of you like myself, may not know Pastor Matt, and so here is a little introduction, getting to know him.
下面我们将会做一个简短的介绍，来介绍 Matt 牧师。
Pastor Matt grew up in a missionary family in the U.S. and Brazil.
他是出生于一个传教士家庭，在美国和巴西长大。
And immigrated to Canada in 1995.
他于1995年移民来了加拿大。
He has been a pastor in Vancouver and Alberta for nearly 20 years.
他在温哥华还有阿尔伯达省做牧师已经超过20年了。
He is currently transitioning into hospital chaplaincy training at St. Paul Hospital.
现在他即将成为温哥华圣保罗医院的住院牧师。
Pastor Matt is married to Esther, who works for the Canadian Baptist denomination.
麦牧师的太太叫 Esther。他是在加拿大浸信联会里面工作。
He has two children in post-secondary schools in Victoria and Abbotsford.
他们有两个孩子在维多利亚还有 Abbotsford 上大学。
And Pastor Matt loves to preach messages of hope and spend time with people.
Matt 牧师特别喜欢讲关于希望的讲道，他也非常喜欢和人相处。
And for hobbies, he craves and does long-distance running.
他的业余爱好就是非常喜欢长跑。
We can tell from his body.
我们可以看得出麦牧师身形很健康。
So let us pray, before we hear the word from God.
让我们一起来祷告。
Blessed you are, O Lord, great God.
主啊，伟大的神，我们赞美你。
O God, in whom we find our highest joy, our delight, and all of beauty.
我们要瞻仰你的荣美，在你里面有真正的喜乐。
Pour out again your Holy Spirit, that heavenly dove, the life-giving Spirit, the breath of understanding.
求你再一次将圣灵浇灌我们，如同鸽子落下，就是给我们生命和智慧的圣灵。
That glowing tongue of holy flame, the soul of wisdom.
它就如同火舌一样，是我们智慧的源泉。
Speak through your servant, Pastor Matt, we pray.
求你今天借着你的仆人 Matt 牧师来向我们讲话。
That hearing your word, it may not be forgotten.
让我们能够谨记你的话语。
But glow within us, treasured in every thought, catching fire in every act.
让我们日夜思想你的话语，使它们在我们的生命里面发光发热。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning, Trinity Baptist.
早上好。
It's good to be with you again.
非常高兴能够再一次回到这里。
I recognize many of you.
我还认得出你们当中很多人的脸。
And you haven't aged a bit in 13 years.
十三年过去了，你们一点都没有变。
Unlike me.
不像我。
I look much older.
我这十三年当中已经年老了很多。
I have a question for you this morning.
我想先问你们一个问题。
What kind of story do you think you are in?
你觉得你自己的人生故事是一个什么样的故事呢？
A friend of mine plays the organ.
我有一个朋友，他是演奏风琴的。
And another friend of his plays the organ at many events.
他有另外一个朋友，就也是演奏风琴的，经常被请去各个地方演奏。
All over Vancouver, he plays for funerals and weddings and concerts.
他被请去温哥华各个地方为葬礼、婚礼还有其他各种场合演奏。
Well, one weekend, he was so busy, he played multiple events in one day.
而有一天，有一个周末，他那天档期特别满，他要去好几个地方演奏。
He rushed to a church where he was going to play for a funeral.
他匆匆忙忙地赶到一个教会，要去为那里的一个葬礼演奏。
He barely got there in time.
他赶到那里的时候，差点就迟到了。
He started the prelude.
所以他立刻坐下就开始弹前奏。
And people in nice clothes started gathering in the pews.
而教会的长椅上面呢，已经坐满了来的宾客。
Finally, it was time to start.
所以那个仪式很快就要开始了。
As the doors opened in the back,
所以教会后面的门这时候打开。
And the funeral director asked everyone to stand.
司仪叫大家都起立。
They started wheeling in the casket.
然后家属就扶着棺木缓缓地走进来。
And the organist started to play.
然后这个风琴演奏家就开始弹。
Here comes the bride.
然后他弹的却是婚礼进行曲。
He thought he was playing for a wedding.
因为他那天太忙了，他以为他现在是在一个婚礼。
But it was a funeral.
但是其实那是一个葬礼。
He was in the right place.
他是在一个正确的对的地方。
But he was in the wrong story.
但是他完全把当时所处的那个环境、那个故事搞错了。
And so he played the wrong music.
所以他弹了一个完全不正确的音乐。
And Mary is just as confused in our text this morning.
今天经文里的玛利亚也是同样把事情搞混了。
Now at least she's in the right place.
然后玛利亚她所处的地方也是对的。
The 11 male disciples, they're hiding in fear.
因为其他十一位男性门徒因为害怕都躲在家里。
But she thinks she's at a funeral.
但是玛利亚来到坟墓前，她以为她是来参加葬礼。
An end of life, an end of hope story.
那是代表着一个生命的终结，也代表希望破灭。
And because she thinks her life is a bad news story,
因为玛利亚觉得自己的人生就是一个很不幸的故事。
She runs and tells the disciples a bad news story.
所以她看了看，也回去告诉门徒一个很不幸的消息。
And her first story is they have taken the Lord.
她带给他们的第一个消息就是说，有人把主从坟墓里拿走了。
She saw a stone that was rolled away.
她看到分住门口的石头已经被挪开。
But no body.
但是里面没有了尸体。
She thinks it had to be thieves.
她觉得一定是有盗墓贼来过了。
Why did she think this?
为什么她会这样想呢？
Because she was looking for a corpse.
因为她是在找一具尸体。
She didn't expect a living Jesus, and so she missed the clues.
他没有想到主耶稣已经复活了，所以他根本就看不懂眼前的这些信息。
Now we all live in a great story.
所以我们自己也有一个人生的故事。
A story that we believe is the most true about God and about ourselves.
在这其中，我们相信关于神还有关于我们自己都是真的。
And that great story affects how we live.
然后这个故事也每天潜移默化地告诉着我们该如何生活。
Maybe it's a story our family has told us about who we are.
这个故事可能是慢慢的家庭成员告诉我们的。
Maybe it's a story based on the job we have or we don't have.
有可能是你周围的同事朋友告诉你的。
In these weeks, we've been hearing many stories.
在最近几个星期，我们听到很多各种各样不同的信息。
With the election tomorrow,
明天我们就要举行联邦大选了。
We've heard many conflicting messages about who is terrible and who has the better ideas.
我们听到很多不同的声音，比如说哪一个竞选者不太好，哪一个党派的竞选纲领会更好。
And around the world, we've heard some confusing messages.
即使看看全世界正在发生的事情，也有很多声音。
Messages about the United States and Turkey and Syria.
比如说关于美国。土耳其还有叙利亚正在发生的事情。
Confusing messages between Hong Kong with the protesters and the government.
还有很多信息，比如说关于现在香港正在进行的游行。
And sometimes we don't know who to believe.
所以很多时候听到这么多声音，我们都不知道该相信谁。
It's easy to get confused about what the real story is.
所以面对这种时候，我们很容易感到混乱，而不知道。真正的情况到底是什么？
And this confusion not only impacts us, but it impacts others.
所以这样子的话，不仅会影响我们自己，也会影响别人。
Because as followers of Christ, we are called to live and to tell the great story of God.
因为作为耶稣的跟随者，我们是要活出这个福音，并且要把福音告诉周围的人。
If people are watching your life, and listening to your words, what do they think the great story is?
如果让别人来看你的生活，在听你讲的话语，他们会从你身上看到一个什么样的神呢？
Because our words are empty if we are living in the wrong story.
如果我们活出来的样子跟所讲的福音是相反的话，你说再多话，言语都是苍白无力的。
So what kind of story is Mary in?
那么现在玛利亚她所处的一个故事是什么样子的呢？
Because we are living in the same story as she is.
因为我们也处在同样的环境当中。
And if we will look carefully at the clues in John 20,
如果我们仔细查看约翰福音二十章经文里的那些线索，
I think we will find three simple messages.
我们会看到三个清楚的信息。
Three clues that anchor us in the good news story.
这三个信息可以让我们坚定地相信我们所传的福音。
So let's look together.
所以让我们一起来看一下。
Clue number one is the stone and the clothes.
第一个线索是石头还有裹头巾。
They tell us this is a story of victory.
这两样东西告诉我们这是一个得胜的故事。
The stone was to keep the dead inside.
那个石头是封住坟墓的门口。
And to keep the living outside.
所以这样外面的人就没有办法走进去。
But the stone was moved.
可是那一天石头从坟墓的门口挪开了。
So all those outside could see Jesus was gone.
所以我们所有在外面的人都可以看到坟墓是空的。
And about those clothes.
还有那些裹住尸体的那个裹头巾。
No thief in his right mind would slowly unwrap a corpse.
因为没有盗墓贼会花时间慢慢地把这个裹头巾从尸体上面解下来。
They might get caught.
因为他们花了这么多时间，可能就会被人抓住了。
And yet here are the clothes just lying there.
但是现在这个裹头巾就整齐地放在那里。
As if a body had just passed through them.
就好像是这个尸体自己从里面出来的。
The military power of Rome,
不管是罗马帝国的武力,
the political and religious power of the Jewish leaders,
不管是犹太教领袖的政治宗教力量,
and the power of death,
甚至是死亡的权势,
all had come together to try to keep Jesus dead.
所有这些都一起谋划想把主耶稣压制在死亡里,
but they utterly failed.
但是他们肯定是不可以的。
There is simply too much life in Jesus to be defeated.
因为主耶稣的生命里面真的是大有能力，他是不可能被打败的。
And so what's the real story?
所以我们这里真正的故事到底在讲的是什么呢？
The truest story in the world is that Jesus reigns.
这里真正的信息就是耶稣掌权。
Jesus reigns.
耶稣掌管一切。
Paul writes this, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以使徒保罗写过，叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And so when you hear these conflicting messages,
所以当你听到这些矛盾的信息
that tell you what the world is like,
告诉你现在世界上发生什么
that tell you what you are like,
告诉你你现在该怎么生活
that tell you how you should live,
告诉你你该怎么过你的人生。
When you are wondering, what is the news I have to tell my friends?
当你自己也想我听到这么多我该怎么跟周围的人讲呢？
Don't miss this simple story.
所以请大家牢牢记住这一点。
Jesus reigns.
耶稣掌权。
There's a second clue.
接下来我们看第二个线索。
And we find it with the angels.
就是从天使来的。
The angels tell us this is a story of mercy and forgiveness.
天使告诉我们这个故事也是关于怜悯和原谅的故事。
Angels are at the head and the foot of Jesus' resting place.
耶稣，天使是坐在主耶稣之前躺的地方的头尾两处。
But the angels are faced outward toward Mary, toward the open door.
但是他们两个的脸是朝着玛利亚，就是朝着坟墓门口的那个方向。
Now John has a little bit of comedy in this story.
其实约翰在写这一部分的时候是比较幽默的。
Mary walks into the tomb.
就是玛利亚走到坟墓里面。
And there are two angels there.
然后看到有两个天使坐在里面。
It's the only time angels show up in the book of John.
这是约翰福音整本书里面唯一提到天使的地方。
Think about the reaction to angels in other parts of the Bible.
其实圣经其他地方提到过很多次别人看到天使的时候的反应。
People are terrified.
人们通常看到的时候都是很害怕的。
They fall on their faces.
整个就是倒在地上。
They're speechless.
吓得连话都不敢讲。
They faint.
他们几乎就好像晕过去一样。
Mary doesn't even act surprised.
但是玛利亚看到这两天使却一点都不惊讶。
She said, "Great, there's angels. Now where is his body?"
他甚至说，哦，好啊，天使在这里，那你们告诉我耶稣的尸体去哪里了。
But slow down, Mary.
但是玛利亚应该不要急着发问。
Think about the clue.
而是应该想一想他眼前看到的这些线索是什么意思。
Angels at the head and foot of a place connected with death and God.
那一个地方是连接着死亡，也连接着神的地方。耶稣，对不起，天使就坐在头尾两处。
Where have we heard this story before?
有没有觉得在哪里也看到过比较类似的情形呢？
In the book of Exodus,
在出埃及记里面，
God tells Moses how a holy God
神告诉摩西他是圣洁的神，
can forgive and live among a sinful and broken people.
但是他可以原谅我们有罪的人，还可以来到我们中间与我们同住。
During their years in the desert, they will carry around a very fancy tent.
当以色列人在旷野的那几十年当中，他们要造一个非常华美的帐篷，叫做会幕。
A tent called a tabernacle.
这个帐篷就是会幕。
A place where people can meet with God.
这里就是神人来见神的地方。
And at the very center of the holiest room in that tent,
在这个帐篷的最中间叫做至圣所。
Is a box called the Ark of the Covenant.
那里面放了一个约柜。
And on top of that box is a special surface.
在那个约柜上面是一个很特殊的地方。
And that surface is called the mercy seat or the atonement cover.
那个上面放了一个座位叫做施恩座。
And on that mercy seat,
而就在那个施恩座，
God shows up and talks to Moses.
神就会降临到那里来跟摩西讲话。
On that mercy seat,
也是在那个施恩座。
God meets with the first high priest named Aaron.
当第一个大祭司亚伦进来献祭的时候，神也会在那里向他显现。
When Aaron comes with special sacrifices.
所以每一次亚伦进来献祭的时候，
In Exodus 25, God tells Moses, here's how you make the mercy seat.
在出埃及记25章里面，神详详细细地告诉了摩西该如何建造这些东西。
It's covered with gold.
告诉他要把所有东西都包上金子。
And there were large gold angels.
而且会要放两个大大的金子做的天使的像。
At the head and the foot.
就是放在施恩座的头尾两处。
Facing inward and down.
那两个天使就是脸对脸朝着施恩座。
Facing down towards the mercy seat.
他们的脸是互相朝着，然后面向下，向着施恩座。
Looking at the place of mercy.
就是看着神向我们施恩的地方。
And now Mary walks into the tomb.
然后现在玛利亚走到坟墓里面。
And the two angels are looking up and outward.
但是现在这两个天使却是朝上，朝前看的。
As if mercy is no longer found just in that one place.
其实他们就是在暗示着神的怜悯，神的赦罪，不是只在这里。
But it's as if mercy has escaped out into the wider world.
其实他们是暗示着神的怜悯，赦罪已经走出坟墓，来到这个世界。
As if mercy is among all of us.
其实神的赦罪怜悯已经降临到我们这个世界。
And that is true.
这就是真理。
That is real.
这就是真正真实的。
The truest story in the world is that Jesus.Loves.
所以我们要在这里记住这个真理，就是耶稣爱我们。
So when you hear conflicting messages,
所以当你听到各种矛盾的信息
about what the world is like,
告诉你现在世界上发生什么
and about what you are like,
告诉你该你是什么样子的
and about how you're supposed to live in the world,
告诉你你应该怎么过生活
when you are thinking, what is the news I have to tell my friends?
当你在想我应该把这些信息怎么告诉我朋友呢
Don't miss this second clue.
请你牢牢记住这一点
That Jesus loves.
就是耶稣深深地爱着我们
There's a third clue.
接下来让我们看第三个线索
And it's found in the gardener.
就是那个看园子的人
The gardener tells us that this is a story of seeking.
他告诉我们这是一个关于寻找的故事
Mary had seen the stone.
玛利亚看到了那个挪开的石头。
She'd seen the clothes.
她看到了裹头巾。
She'd even seen angels.
她甚至看见了两个天使。
But she just didn't understand the clues.
但她就是不明白这些东西背后的意义。
She was never going to go and seek a living Jesus.
因为她不知道要去找一个活生生的、已经复活了的耶稣。
And so, like the good shepherd, Jesus came seeking her.
所以就好像好牧人一样，耶稣来找到了玛利亚。
But even when he showed up,
可是即使他耶稣出现的时候
，she didn't recognize him.
一开始玛利亚都认不出他。
She said, "Are you the gardener?"
玛利亚还问他，你是这个看园子的园丁吗
？Do you know where they keep things here in this garden?
你知不知道他们通常把这里的东西放在哪里
？Things like a shovel.
比如说那个挖土的铲子。
A wheelbarrow.
比如放东西的那些独轮车。
Dead bodies.
比如说之前在这坟墓里的这个尸体。
Where have you taken him?
你把他放到哪里去了
？Mary didn't recognize him.
因为玛利亚根本就认不出这是耶稣。
But Jesus knew her, and he called her by name.
可是耶稣认得她，直接向她叫出了她的名字。
This is the truest story in the world.
所以这就是这里要讲述的真理。
That Jesus seeks.
是耶稣来寻找我们。
So when you hear conflicting messages about what the world is like,
所以当你听到各种矛盾的信息，说这个世界上在发生什么
，about what you are like,
告诉你是什么样子的
，and how you should live in the world,
告诉你该怎么过自己的生活。
When you are thinking, what is the news that I have to tell my friends?
当你在想我该如何把这些信息告诉我的朋友呢
？Don't miss this clue.
请你牢牢记住这一点。
That Jesus.Seeks.
就是耶稣寻找我们。
Jesus reigns.
耶稣掌权。
Jesus loves.
耶稣爱我们。
Jesus seeks.
耶稣寻找我们。
Have you said a deep yes in your life to this Jesus?
你在自己的生命里面有没有向这个主耶稣说是的，你就是
？Well, when Jesus speaks Mary's name, she finally gets it.
当耶稣向玛利亚叫出她的名字的时候，玛利亚立刻就明白了。
And so Mary has a second story to tell.
所以玛利亚马上就有第二个消息要告诉门徒。
Just a couple hours after running to the disciples with a bad news story,
其实就在之前不久，他刚刚回去告诉他们那个坏消息，就是耶稣的尸体不见了。
They've taken away his body.
他就说，我找不到主的尸体了。
Mary's running back with a very different story.
可是很快他又跑回去告诉门徒第二个故事。
I have seen the Lord.
他说，我看见了主。
She realizes she's in a different kind of story.
她突然意识到她现在的人生将是一个全新的开始。
It's a birthday story.
她现在的人生就是一个
A new life story.
是一个最好的全新的故事。
A new world story.
她知道她现在已经活在一个全新的时代。
She is in the best story ever.
她现在的人生就是最好的。
And so are we all.
这对我们来说也是一样。
But what happened?
那究竟发生了什么呢?
What changed her story?
怎么玛利亚会突然有这些改变呢?
Mary encountered Jesus.
那是因为她遇见了耶稣。
And ultimately, this is what we all need to continue to encounter the living Jesus.
其实这也是我们所有人需要的。那就是。
This is what our friends need.
这也是我们朋友需要的。
To encounter the living Jesus.
就是来遇见这个活生生的耶稣。
And when she met Jesus, he gave her a message to share.
耶稣告诉玛利亚要去传扬这个故事。
And here's what he told her to say.
耶稣告诉玛利亚要说这些话。
I think it will sound familiar.
你们当中很多人应该已经很熟悉了。
Jesus said to her, I am ascending.
耶稣说我要升上去见我的父。
The implication is, Jesus is the Lord of creation.
这就暗示着耶稣也是创造万物的主。
Jesus reigns.
他掌权。
He said, "Go and tell my brothers."
耶稣又说，你去告诉我的弟兄们。
These men had run from him.
你要知道，这些门徒当时已经因为害怕离弃了主耶稣。
They had denied him.
他们不认他。
They were still hiding in fear.
他们因为害怕都躲在家里不敢出来。
And yet Jesus identifies with them.
但是耶稣仍然与他们相认。
He said, "They are still my brothers."
耶稣说，他们还是我的弟兄。
We are family.
我们还是一家人。
Jesus loves.
耶稣就是这样的爱我们。
Finally, he told Mary, "Go and tell."
耶稣还跟玛利亚说，你要告诉他们这些事情。
Go and tell.
告诉他们你看到的。
Through Mary, Jesus is seeking them.
通过玛利亚，耶稣来寻找那些门徒。
Jesus is still seeking.
耶稣直到今天还是一样的来寻找我们。
Jesus seeks the failures.
他寻找那些失败的人。
Jesus seeks the fearful.
寻找迷失的人。
Jesus seeks the lost and grieving and broken.
寻找那些伤心的破碎的人。
Jesus seeks the arrogant and the self-sufficient and greedy.
寻找骄傲的、自满的、贪心的人。
Jesus seeks the weak.
他也寻找软弱的人。
Jesus is seeking you.
我们也是这样，所以耶稣也是寻找这样的我们。
This resurrection story of Jesus and Mary is the pivotal story for each one of us.
所以耶稣复活还有和玛利亚的这些故事，对于我们来说是非常关键的。
Even when it feels like our life is crazy.
即使有时候我们觉得自己的人生已经失去控制。
And we don't understand the story we're in.
我们完全不知道到底发生了什么的时候
Jesus reigns.
请记住耶稣掌权。
Even when we've done things that cause us deep shame.
即使我们做了一些让自己深深感到羞愧内疚的事情的时候
That make us feel deep guilt.
觉得自己真的是非常的内疚
Jesus loves.
要记住耶稣仍然爱我们。
And even when we feel rejected and hopeless.
即使我们被别人否定，感到非常绝望的时候
，Jesus still seeks us.
要记住，耶稣仍然寻找我们。
And this is our story to tell our friends and our family as well.
这也是我们要告诉身边家人朋友的故事。
Each one of your friends need to know.
因为他们每一个人都非常需要听到这个故事。
That their past doesn't control them.
让他们知道，他们过去的事情不再影响他们。
That market forces don't control them.
现在这个世界上发生的事情不影响他们。
That a strong military doesn't control them.
不管哪怕是武力政权都不会影响他们。
That family expectations need not control them.
来自家庭的期望压力也不会影响他们。
Jesus reigns.
因为耶稣掌权。
And what kind of ruler is Jesus?
所以耶稣是一个怎么样的掌权者呢？
When people were at their worst, Jesus continued to love.
就是当我们处在人生最低点的时候，耶稣仍然爱我们。
They need to know that deep within their hearts,
他们需要知道在他们内心的深处，
from the time they were born until today,
从他们出生的那一刻直到今天，
and now through you,
现在通过我们这些耶稣的门徒，
Jesus is seeking them.
耶稣正在寻找这些人。
Jesus reigns.
所以耶稣掌权。
Jesus loves.
耶稣爱我们。
And through you, Jesus is still seeking a dearly loved and deeply broken world.
所以通过我们在这个堕落的世界里面，耶稣仍然在寻找着人们。
May you have the boldness to live and to tell this great story.
让我们每一个人都刚强壮胆，有勇气来活出这个福音，也来传扬这个福音。
Amen.
Amen.